Tuesday morning, the 22nd day of September 2020. Good morning to you. Of course, you're listening to the Urban Parliament, where we get to discuss issues as it concerns us as a country and better ways on how to improve the standard of living. All right, today on the Parliament, we'll be looking at the issues of the new minimum wage implementation, especially here in the Southeast. There's actually been consensus to have that conversation. Now, over a year after the 30,000 naira new minimum wage took effect in Nigeria, some states are yet to begin its implementation. And even in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, which struck Nigeria, yes, and affected a lot of activities of the economy, it seems further plans on implementation was halted. And from latest reports, workers in some states like Osun State, Kogi, Sokoto, Kwara, Gombe, Oyo State, Zamfara State, Kano, Ekiti State, Bauchi, are yet to be paid the minimum wage. This is coming 9 months after the deadline which the NLC gave state governments. And of course, the Southeast states are not left out. So today on the show, we'll be looking at why some states have refused implementing the minimum wage. And what exactly does it pose for the workers here in Nigeria? And doing justice to that this morning, we are going to be having two phone conversations. First, we are going to be connecting live with the NLC chairman in Ebonyi State, Comrade Ike Nwafor. We'll also get to connect live with Aga from Ebonyi State as well. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You're welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for joining us live from Ebonyi State this morning.
Thank you.
All right, we're looking at the new minimum wage, and reports from Ebonyi State says that the NLC in the state is currently divided, and the state government is yet to negotiate with the state chapter after several attempts had failed. What exactly is the situation of things in Ebonyi State in implementing the new minimum wage?
Thank you very much. It's good that you people want to speak on this issue, because when the workers are not properly taken care of, it affects other sectors of life, because the workers also visit the market. They also pay school fees. There are so many other things the workers do, both themselves and their dependents. So it is good we are going into this issue so that our people will actually understand what the workers, especially in Southeast, are passing through. Well, in a state, like you said, that the NLC is being divided. It is not really true. We are now in a global world. You can go to your Google and find out who is the NLC chairman in Ebonyi State. If it is different from the name Comrade Ike Nwafor you just called and you are talking with, then you know that NLC is divided in Ebonyi. You know that so many people answer chief, whether they are confirmed chief or not. So many people answer barrister even when they are not a lawyer. So somebody in Ebonyi can be answering NLC chairman as a guy name, and nobody will stop him. So that is about that. We are working in Ebonyi, and we are doing our best for the workers of Ebonyi State, and we cannot stop at anything. However, the issue of minimum wage in Ebonyi State, my dear, it is a pathetic story. Just like you are mentioning states that have not implemented minimum wage, and at the long run, you said, including Southeast states. In Southeast, it's not really a good story. I must tell you, my dear, that we started with 18,000 naira minimum wage. You are aware?
Yes.
Good. Majority of the states in Southeast today have not implemented 18,000 naira minimum wage. As it were, that is the issue.
When you talk about majority of the states, which states now in particular?
I'm going to give you all the analysis.
All right, go ahead.
I'll give you state by state. For example, let's start with Ebonyi, where I'm working. In Ebonyi State, we are being paid 22% of minimum wage, 22.3% of the 18,000 naira minimum wage. If you want to categorize it by percentage, are you with me?
Yes, go ahead. We're listening.
Good. A situation where before now, a level 7 officer in Ebonyi State is receiving almost 27,249 naira. as minimum wage, as 18,000 naira minimum wage, 27,000. That's what a level 7 officer is getting. I can get the document, the salary table, everything they're using. I can forward it to you people anytime you make it public. But presently, when they say they are paying minimum wage, this 30,000 minimum wage, then a level 7 is getting 35,000. You can see what we're talking about. So it's a terrible situation that they said minimum wage. What they did in Ebonyi is just to add money to different cadres. They add 4,900, they add 8,000, they add 3,000, just like that in each cadre. That is what they did. They refused to look at the minimum wage that was given by the federal government. Or to even determine what percentage are we implementing. So you can see that they just decided to give what they want to give and not minimum wage. And what they are paying now presently, like I said, level 7. A level 7 officer is supposed to earn 53,000.
Okay.
But they are being paid 35. So you cannot look at the percentage and the difference. The real minimum wage for a level 7 is 53,177 naira. But they have been given 35,097 kobo. And when they have been paid this 35,697 kobo, they will still deduct tax from it and other dues and so many other money. The level 7 officer will end up going home with about 30,000-31,000. It's very, very pathetic. So that is the situation. And this salary, the tax they are taking from the salary, was not negotiated, was not discussed, was not in any way made known to the workers. And every attempt to discuss that issue, at least for people to know how much they are taking from the salary and the basis by which they are taking it, they will not ever allow that to happen.
Now, what of other states in the southeast, the size of Ebonyi states?
I just started with Ebonyi, you know, which is proper. For example, now, madam, I want to tell you, in Abia State, I think Abia State is, is chronic. Their own is very, very chronic. One, in Abia State, they are being owing workers salary, like in Ebonyi. The little they are giving in the name of salary, they pay them every month. But what they are giving them is not salary, as far as I'm concerned. But in Abia, their salary was not enhanced, and they are still owing them. In Abia Poly, they are owing them a salary, as I'm talking to you. Are you with me?
Yes.
Primary school teachers, they are owing them 5 months' salary. State Hospital Management Board in Abia State, they are owing them 14 months' salary, even with all they did during COVID. Then the worst of it is the teaching hospital, Aba, Abia State Teaching Hospital. They are owing them 17 months' salary. So you can imagine who is talking with me now. If you can stop to 2 months without having salary, what will happen to you and your household? Then somebody had the mind to pay people, to owe people 17 months, 14 months, 11 months. That is the situation in Abia. And during the minimum wage issue, the 30,000 minimum wage, what the government did was to give 10,000. I don't know.
10,000 naira as what now?
As an award, but to them they call it minimum wage. Wow. They just gave 10,000 naira across board, added to what they were collecting before. Just 10,000. We get to look at the minimum by the first. Just give. So we don't know whether we can call that or salary increment. If to do salary increment, it is being based on percentages. At what percentage are you giving 10,000 to level 1, 10,000 to level 16, level 16, level 17? And there's one particular thing I want you to understand about this minimum wage. In our civil service today, you hardly see level 1. There's no level 2. There's no level 3. Any level 4 you see, know that maybe that person is working in the plant, is working security, okay, and things like that. So because those people are not existing, they implemented minimum wage to non-existing cadres. From level 7 that are existing, they refuse to do it. So Abia State is one of the worst states we have in Southeast. When you come to Enugu, are you with me?
Yes, go ahead. We're listening.
You can investigate. You are there in Enugu. Enugu actually they did minimum wage to an extent.
Yes, from latest reports, from the Enugu State NLC chairman, Virginia Swombodo, he said the minimum wage implementation, the minimum wage has been implemented in the state, but it has started, but inflation affected it in one way or the other.
So that is the situation that they even accepted to implement. It's just that in some areas they've not been able to take it around. At least Enugu State have been sat down with the workers, discussed the minimum wage, and agreed on something. In Ebonyi, we did not agree with anybody. From the circular they showed around, we saw a signature of somebody, in the, Patrick Kekwe, as a JNC chairman. NLC was not there. They picked people for whatever disposition, they signed documents for them.
Now,
is
this a different story in Anambra State and Imo State, talking about the implementation?
In Imo State, are you with me?
Yes.
In Imo State, they have not even negotiated for minimum wage. For 30,000 minimum wage, they have not even started negotiating. They have not even started discussing. Presently, what they do is, any day they like. But they've not discussed minimum wage in Imo State. You can make your inquiry. Their pensioners don't even have a payroll by which they used to pay them. They don't use any payroll system in paying their pensioners. A pensioner will get up in a day, will get 3,000 naira. Some will get 2,000. In fact, there's even an old pensioner that's still paying 300 naira. That is what is happening in Imo State. They've not even started talking about minimum wage in Imo State.
Now, in all this, has the NLC tried engaging the government at all?
You know, this is state by state. You saw what happened in River State recently, where the national of NLC had to go there before the government of River State accepted to implement minimum wage. In the Southeast, the governors penetrate the workers and make it impossible for you to negotiate. Not the leaders, some of the leaders anyway, like in Ebonyi. The governor nicknamed somebody as his own NLC chairman and was moving with him. And we cannot come to a round table to discuss. In other states, they have been making moves, but they could not achieve anything.
So what would you say is the main issue why states have not been implementing the minimum wage? What are the main reasons? Are there any reasons to hold on to at all?
It is just, should I call it, the type of leadership. Like it is what in Southeast. You know, it is the way they want to go because the money is there from the wage, from the allocation coming to each of the states. There is every availability of funds for them to pay. But the issue is that the governors don't take it as a priority. They don't take workers' welfare as a priority. That is not the issue. I don't want to use any vulgar language, but I just say that they don't take it as a priority.
Now, one would think that the dwindling economy, the dwindling revenues arising from the COVID-19 pandemic could have culminated to part of the reasons.
No, but this whole issue were there before the pandemic. They were there. And during the pandemic, most of the state government made money. They became richer than what they were. I am telling you the truth. Then how come the federal government is paying that? Does any state have a more workforce than the federal government, and they are paying? That is the situation. If the pandemic should have ravaged us and the state government now become another pandemic to ravage us, then what could be our situation? So even if they have not been paying, which is a pandemic, they should pay in order to, you know, help the workers. So that is the situation. So you don't, okay, and you don't know that even that 30,000 minimum wage, you know, like they said with the adjustment, we have other salaries, like corn health for the health workers. We have what we call corn rice. There's a different salary table for College of Education. There's a different salary table for universities. All these salary regimes were all affected. They awarded an adjustment for all of them from the 30,000 minimum wage. But could you believe that not even one state in Southeast touched those salary schedules? Not even one. You are aware Enugu State almost went on strike last 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
In Ebonyi, they did not even mention any of those areas. They just did what they did and said nobody should talk about those other areas. And that is why when workers say they're going on strike, they're doing this, people will say, ah, every time, that you won't know what they are really passing through.
Now, finish up.
Okay. So there's too much stiffness of governance in Southeast. The way they treat workers is unbecoming. I want to tell you that in most of the places they do verification for pensioners in Ebonyi State, the pensioners with slum, about one or two end up dying after the whole exercise.
Okay.
But they forgot to know that even the president, a governor, rep member, senators, they will one day retire. And the way they treat our retirees is how God is going to treat them.
All right. If you take a look at the way things have played out in the space of 10 months, or let's take from January up until this time, with the prices of items going up, we've had a hike in electricity and the fuel prices as well. Mm-hmm. We've had undue taxation. We've had house rents going up, transportation rising, a lot of issues happening, coupled with the upward review of the taxes and levies on such wages by the government. Now, considering the minimum wage in Nigeria, in 2010 it was about 18,000, which is approximately $122. 2019, it was increased to 30,000 naira, which is approximately $82. And currently, it should be much lower considering considering how the naira has continued to fall. Do you think we're actually making headway at all?
My dear, I think you've just given a real analysis of what is happening. What we are earning in Nigeria cannot be called a wage. Because if somebody's been given less than $100, at a minimum wage, okay? Then looking at school fees, in all the schools, they have increased the school fees. We cannot get petrol. We cannot have light. Because he was not able to pay. The light will, the cost is our light. You compare what the foodstuff and everything is, the cost of things in the market today, you discover that even somebody who has been paying this type of minimum wage cannot afford anything for the family. And when we look at it and talk about it, people will begin to say, workers always asking for salary. And they forget that this salary affects the market too. By the time you pay workers very well, the market women will be aware that workers have been paid. It will increase their own sales. Even in our churches, who collect tithe and whatever on Sunday, when workers are paid, the Sunday collection will increase. It affects everywhere. But they don't want to do it because in paying workers' salary, they don't make money for themselves. You cannot use workers' salary and make money for it. But when you do contract, any flyover, any bridge, any building you do from government, you make your money. But in worker salary, they don't make money. And that's why they're not interested in what makes the people happy. They're only interested in those areas they make what comes to their own pocket. And that is why you see a governor telling you, I'm doing this road, I'm doing this one, I'm building this. But why can't you look at the plight of workers in your state. This is an issue.
All right.
It's really bad.
Now, peradventure, it's...
If not for the autonomy of the state government,
okay,
we would have preferred federal government to pay workers their salary in the state. Did not give themselves and pay the workers. Let the governor go and build something in the sky or whatever he wants to do, no problem. Let the workers be paid.
Now, peradventure, it gets implemented. Maybe peradventure, most of the states in the Southeast get to implement the new minimum wage. Do you think it's sustainable? How sustainable do you think the new minimum wage will be?
It is all about governance. There's nothing you work on. If you have failure to plan, is plan to fail. Of course, if you work out your plan on how you want to govern a state, and make sure that every sector is being carried along, of course, it will be sustained. All you need is to have a template that you follow. That is not the issue.
All right. Do you see it happening at any moment from now? Do you see the implementation taking place any moment from now, from the look of things, and still seeing that we are battling a pandemic?
There's no such signal from any of the governors. Nobody's really showing. Like in Anambra, there's nothing going on there. Like I told you in other states, nothing is going on. So there's no signal. Okay, look at it now. The issue of electricity tariff increase and the petrol increase. The federal government has insisted that they must continue to increase. But the level, maybe at the end of today, we have already given an ultimatum of 2 weeks for them to revise, and we have started mobilizing. At the long run, if they don't do that, certainly we'll come out to tell the whole world our own position on the matter. We have asked them to step it down, to bring it back. There it is, we'll give an ultimatum. If at the end of the ultimatum they do not do anything, we'll make the entire world know our position, and we must use our process.
Yeah, because from reports, the NLC and the TUC are planning protests to serve as a reminder to the state government for the implementation. But the big question is this going to yield any positive outcome?
Of course. We plan the protest in every state, and it's yielding. Okay? So we are going to do it, believing in God. Because most of the things they do, they think people don't know. By the time we begin to expose what they're doing, they will have no option than to do what is right.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Comrade Ikenwafo. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, my dear.
All right. Thank you so much. That was the NLC chairman of Ebonyi State, Comrade Ikenwafo. In just a little bit, we're going to connect with Agaf from Ebonyi State as well to also give us his 2 cents about the issues of the minimum wage. It's been something that we have needed to bring to the forefront, seeing that aside from the fact that we're battling a pandemic, the economy has been dwindling, and it has affected every member of the society down to the lowest salary earner. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aga.
Good morning, Adobe.
You're welcome. It's nice having you on the parliament.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm sure you followed up on the conversation with the NLC chairman in Ebonyi State.
Yes, I've been listening to him.
All right. Aga, in your own thoughts, what exactly is the issue with the Southeast states implementing this new minimum wage?
Well, the NLC chairman had touched basically on the main reason why the problem is there. I want to add that the leaders we have in Southeast don't really not use the foul language. They don't have the interest of the masses. It is more like once you get up there, every other team is shaken off. The only team they have around them are the praise singers. I call them praise singers because most of them who are around them are educated men and women who should know that, yes, for somebody to have a decent living, some of the things that the governors do does not constitute decent living for Nigerians, for the Southeasterners. But they will begin to sing praises around them and will not tell them that, look, these things you are doing are taking life out of these people gradually. And even when some of them are bold enough to tell them, they will feel that, yes, the person has become an enemy. If not, go back to the analysis we had always made with respect to this so-called wage. How much does it cost a minimum family, that a family with a minimum number of persons to feed on in a day? How much? These are some basic things that the governors themselves are educated enough to know. We have the most educated set of persons in Southeast. And I've seen that he has started negotiating. And I can tell you, you know, without missing well, that the polytechnic, the woman with polytechnic there, the number of months that they have been told, it will shock you. So why do we have educated men who will always take delight in punishing the masses? So it is the will of the governors in the Southeast and their wish that the workers will continue to suffer under whatever guise they see.
Now, what does this whole stalling around the implementation of this new minimum wage suggest about the implementation of policies in Nigeria and especially here in the Southeast? When you consider the difference between signing an agreement and the challenge of translating those agreements, those laws, and the contradiction of signing the laws first before you get maybe consultants that tell you how to implement these laws, why is it a bit difficult?
The issue of even signing and upholding an agreement signed is another issue that the leaders are always they're always involving. I've always asked this question: why do you even sign an agreement that you know you will not implement? Let me even leave a little bit about the state in the Southeast. The federal government signed the Pension Reform Act 2014, and today they have refused to implement it. So why signing a document that you know you will not implement? The same thing with the states in the Southeast. When the people are going to protest and make noise, they'll say, oh no, let's just bring them to a round table and let's discuss with them and then ask that we should sign something. Then to implement that widget, they knew they were not going to implement it. But they will insist that let's sign a committee, let's sign a memorandum, let's sign this and sign that. But they will not implement what they have signed because they feel that, yes, there is nobody that is going to fight them. Nobody is going to do anything to them. It is unfortunate. We leave these people to their conscience. Why is it that you will allow your fellow Easterner, your fellow Nigerian, your fellow worker to be suffering? How much is this money that they are claiming they cannot pay? Any NFC chairman of the state has told you the reason. The only reason why they don't take delight in paying salaries is because they don't have so much money that comes out of it. If they pass, Adobe, have you bothered to ask yourself, why is it that every government that has come in will tell you that they were ghost workers in the previous government? And when they go out, another government that will come in will also tell you that they were ghost workers. They will continue to be ghost workers. However, the money that they make out of the ghost workers, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not up to what they make from contract. That's why their interest is not there. Whether you are dying, it doesn't matter to them. And you and I know that the politicians we have in this country are so heartless. I'm sorry to use this word. They are so heartless. They take the Pasifanian theory that the end justifies the means, and whether you are dying, it's not that it's there. How much is 30,000? Believe you, the shock of these families that are supposed to earn this 30,000 have even four or more children in the room. How much do you use in feeding a child? I mean, even if you eat once in a day, when you multiply it, how much does it translate? How can the governors of Southeast be systematically and courageously be making every worker in Southeast to be stealing? Because that's what they are doing. They are not leaving any humanity in them. They continue to encourage stealing in the system. And then they will come back and say, you have to be a good staff, you have to be a good worker. How can you encourage somebody who is carrying fire in the offices to take bribe from those who is carrying their fire indirectly, and you behave as if you don't know that's what you're doing? If the person doesn't take that bribe, how can he feed his family? That's the problem. It's so painful.
Now, if
they will sign this agreement, but okay, they knew they will not implement it.
Now, if you take a look, Nigeria has been faced with a pandemic. Of course, the hikes and the inflations in different spheres. Now, when you take a look at the rise in prices of goods and services, of taxation, of the hikes and everything, is the government, do you think the government is doing anything to ensure that there is an appreciable hike in the purchasing power of the new minimum wage recipients? Because what is obtainable now, when considering these hikes and these exploitations, it looks like new minimum wage implementation is having no impact.
Adobe, you and I, we are in this country. You are in Enugu and I'm in Africa. You and I knew that, yes, these people are not interested in doing anything to alleviate the suffering of the masses. The rising cost, the rising petrol price, the rising electricity bill, for those who are even using it, of course, you know that, yes, in Africa here, we don't even have light. The truth remains that the government is so insincere to the plight of the people. It was more like a Mami Water gift. This so-called minimum wage was more like a Mami Water gift. It's unfortunate that even the people who told you they are going to pay you 30,000, they have not even paid the 30,000. They have taken away the whole money. And what plan? Is any of the state governors in the South is making any plan? Let them show us where the plans are on. It's only when you call them on radio, they will come and speak marvelously well in constructed English. What are they doing? What is any of them? Let us hear the name of that person that has been making any constructed effort to alleviate the suffering of the people in South East. They are not into it. They are into how they can make so much money for themselves and their family. It's unfortunate. They are not making any plan to alleviate the suffering of the people. I can straightforward in my way tell you that none of them is into it.
So you don't see the implementation. You don't see the implementation taking place.
The pandemic for us is more of the punishment, and the governors are also increasing the punishment for the people.
So you don't see any implementation taking place any moment from now.
How will it take place now? How are they going to do it? Let's hear now. Let's see how they are going to start about it.
For adventure, it takes place.
You know how long they told us that they were sending palliatives?
Okay.
The politicians who knew all the nook and crannies of all the local governments and the villages where they go to rig elections. When it was time for palliatives, it took them how many months? They didn't know again. They now asked people to write their names, and they didn't know the voting strength again of communities. Ordinary palliative. So when and how? And how many persons are still on that palliative? What was the palliative like? A carton of Indomie. If it was a carton of Indomie, I can tell you that the carton of Indomie was not even given. And from when the carton of Indomie was given till now, is it what people are still eating? Half bag of rice or 10 cups of rice, you want to see it in from that time. It took one number of months for palliative to get to the people than they would have ever really gone to seek for good from them. So I am not seeing any situation where they are going to make any headway. It is continuous speaking and they bite us like rats. Then when they bite you, they blow breeze. So that you will not be feeling too much of that risk. But in this situation, they are feeling the bite so much, so badly in this country, especially in Southeast. The other country, the other part of the country, the people, the leaders, they always have their people at heart a little bit. But in Southeast here, you're left to go and whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it.
All right. Do you see the possibility of an increased inflation as well? Hello?
The current economy is that spending cost of a micro concept in the society increases, it will go to increase the macro concept. If you increase the price of pepper in the market, it will spiralize increase the cost of transportation. So you have gone ahead to increase the cost of petrol. It will definitely increase the cost of even salt and increase the cost of pepper and vegetable. It is a common knowledge. Anybody who is saying he doesn't know it is lying to himself. There is no way you will increase the cost of petrol and then you expect every other thing to come and fall down. Let government be sincere to herself. Is this what they should meet out to Nigerians in the face of the COVID when other countries are looking for borrowing money from wherever they can borrow to take care of their citizens? In our own case, by increasing petrol, I know how many of my colleagues in the office who have abandoned their cars, they no longer go with their cars. They can't drive because the cost of maintaining it is so high. You're also increasing the cost of electricity. If, for instance, the cost of petrol is low, then you increase cost of electricity. Somebody will say, okay, let me fuel my generator instead of paying for NEPA. So how can you increase the two of them and you want the cost of anything to go down? It will go down.
All right. Now, the from latest reports this morning, the Trade Union Congress, together with the NLC, have said they would stage a street protest in states where implementation of the new minimum wage had not started. And it said such protests were held in Rivers and Ogun states a few days ago. And workers would storm Imo State as well soon for the minimum wage protest. Now, taking a look at the statements made by the NLC and the TUC, do you see anything tangible coming out of this action?
Yes, I see so much tangible things coming out because government is like good bread. If you don't push it very hard, water will not come out. But it's unfortunate that educated men and women who claim to be leading us will always allow themselves to be boxed into such conditions. Why are we going to allow the NLC to close down everywhere before the governors will now know that, yes, the masses are suffering? It is unfortunate. We didn't even need to wait till now before that action is taken. Not only at the state level, at the federal government level too. The federal government should rescind the decision on some of these things they are doing because they are anti-people. You cannot promise the whole country that, yes, you are coming to alleviate the suffering that you are always with the poor. And at the same time, you are seeing things that are excruciating on the poor and you are looking the other way. So the move on the action of NLC, to me, it's even long overdue. So it's even coming a little bit belated as far as me I'm concerned. I had expected it much, much better than now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Aga. Just one last question. From all that you have made mention of, the issues that we're having in regards to the implementation of the wage. So it means that the increase of salaries may not even be a conclusive solution. Is that what it means?
What it means is that government knew that it was given a great gift. When you give this salary, you say minimum wage enhancement, you come and bring all these things to collect them back. So what we are looking for, or what we are asking government to do is, there must be some sustainable policies of this government that will impact positively on the people, on the citizenry. If you talk in terms of agriculture, like you had asked earlier, whether inflation will set in, I want to ask you, what is it that you think the government has done in terms of agriculture to alleviate all the suffering and the punishment they have been meeting out to Nigeria? So if you talk about minimum wage is just for a very few sections of the society. How many of people in Ebonyi here works with the state government? How many Nigerians work for government? So is it only the people who work for government that government will be concerned of? Is government ready to carry the overwhelming number of poverty that is so glaring? You talk about the equivalent of the minimum wage to the dollar. Do you know that it is even wrong for any Nigerian to be living below $2 a day? And then when we talk about the poverty capital, you now see where yes, we arrive at it. That amount of money you mentioned in dollars, divide it. I said, you see how much it will translate That's why most Nigerians are getting to the poverty bracket more and more every day. So they have to do some certain things that are more sustainable, that will keep up this economy and then kickstart us to another level. Not just telling us another level. We are not yet there.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Aga, for your thoughts this morning.
Thank you, Adobe. Thank you for having me.
All right. Apparently, we are going to connect back with them, Mr. Aga, and of course, the NLC chairman in Ebonyi State. That is after we get in your calls. 0809-399-945 and 0809-999-45-945. Let's get in your reactions. We are discussing the issues of the new minimum wage, especially here in the Southeast, and we have had every information that we need to about it. What should be done to actually see that this implementation takes effect? And of course, the protests, which are scheduled to take place in a few days, are they actually going to be of any value at all when it comes to this implementation, taking a look at how things are currently in the state of the country with all the exploitations, all the hikes, all the inflation going here and there? All right, we're going to go on a short break for the news. When we get back, we'll open up the talk lines and then you get to let us know your thoughts as well. 0809-399-945 and 0809-999-945-945. Welcome back, 9:48. Still the Open Parliament right here on Open Radio 94.5. We're still discussing the issues of the new minimum wage as it concerns its implementation, especially here in the Southeast. All right, on the phone, we still have the NLC chairman in Ebonyi State, Comrade Ike Nwafo. But before we get back to him, let us open up the talk lines. 0809-399-945 and 0809-999-945-945. What are your thoughts in regards to the conversation? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Trump.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Problem there. Nobody designates the activities of this governor. Nobody. They just wake up and do whatever that pleases. The state assembly that is supposed to be a motivator and, you know.
Hello? All right, you might want to call back. Hello, good morning. 0809-399-945 and 0809-999-945-945.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
Adobe, my name is Chika Eya.
You're welcome, Chipaya. Go ahead.
Let me compare what is going on with my first experience in Asarok. Those people live in a different world. They will never understand you. They do not know what you are going through. Food is plenty. Drink is plenty. They are feeling attached to their body. So you never understand. I wrote a book with a big man. When he said, oh, there's plenty of food, good for burning, rice, importation, and so on. I said, how can you understand? When for 8 years as a senator, you went through it at 1.5 million every month. So how can you understand that if your family struggling to get 30,000 a month to survive, parents, pay hospital bills, they don't understand that in a different world altogether. And that is why I'm saying we, the people, have to say no to this action. We are the sufferers. So if NLC wants to close down the nation, let's for once do that.
All right. Thank you, Chief Aya, for your thoughts. So keep the calls coming. 0809-399-945 and 0809-999-945-945. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Wayoma.
Good morning, Chimuba. You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. It's on Enugu State here. Although I commend the governor anyway on the payment of minimum wage, but then it's still one-sided. Some are earning the minimum wage. Some are not earning it. So those in the local government and not because their contract is not even big. So what will for this long payment of minimum of those in primary school and those at the local government. So to explain to us why that minimum is not implemented school level. My name is Chumba, I call from Maryland.
All right, thank you, Chumba. Hopefully we will get to feature the NLC chairman as well. Hello, good morning. Hello. All right, do well to call back 08093999945. Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Adobe.
Good morning, barrister.
Yeah, this is Barrister Zafiki, the Global Public Affairs.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I want to associate my views with the views of, Aga for calling from Afibu. Our politicians, our leaders, are not only heartless, I think they are also evil. I am a victim. I taught in the old Anambra State for 30 years. I know the number of doctors, lawyers, even including Ikeakuremoni, that were my students. Do you know that I've got nothing? Others, whatever, gratuit. And I learned that under our law, even with 10 years, you're entitled to something. But there's a humble application I want to make to media people. In the United States, they don't call their leaders. They don't put excellency in calling governors. And yet, the United States is the richest country in the world. Yeah, we are the poorest country in the world. And just men, with due respect, why are we still giving them his excellency? The excellency is in what? Poor education, no pension, no gratuity, no teacher has a house, no teacher owns a car. What kind of excellencies are there? You know, we are very docile. Please, I'm urging pressmen. Help us also. Even in a family, if a father is not doing well, you will see that the wife will stop calling him daddy. And if a mother is not doing well, a wife is not doing well, you will stop calling her daddy.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Barrister. Please, let's also mind our statements when we want to speak our views. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name and location?
Yeah, this is Louis, by the grace of God, an apostle and Christ ambassador in Enugu.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Mark what I call ambassador of Christ. So I would speak from the angle of Jesus Christ and his teaching. You see, the minimum wage and why it is not being promptly and evenly paid has a very big spiritual connection in that in these last days it has been prophesied that hunger will ravage in the world, and there are mediums where this type of prophecy will be fulfilled. All these politicians that have handed themselves over to be used to distribute this hunger to people, they have been placed together and they alongside to do that desert act, because they swore an oath to be either a leader or anything. They handed themselves over to Satan. And when they handed themselves over to Satan, according to the scripture, in James chapter 5 verse 12 and in Matthew chapter 5 verse 33 to 37, the devil will use them to bring hunger to the poor land. So
right.
Don't imagine that these things are just new.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Get the calls coming. You can also reach out to us on social media, tweet at Urban Radio 945. 08099945945 and 93999945. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
Nweke from Ebony.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I was even surprised when Ara was mentioning a carton of Indomie. In our side, what was given as palliative to a household of two wives and their children was one pack of Indomie and the saving cooked of Then, talking of the minimum wage issue, I was from 82. When Dr. Sam Egwu was ruling Ebonyi, a minimum wage of 6.5 was implemented. Back to that, I was receiving 3,000 something as salary of grade level 9 by then. Then when the C5 was implemented, I started receiving 24,000 something. Check the increment and the today's minimum wage. Somebody, the presently a grade level saving officer, as said by the NLC chairman, is receiving 30,000 something. Prior to that, they were receiving 27,000 something. What was actually added? So these governors, they are all the same thing. Imagine I retired in 2017. Up to date, nothing was paid as gratuity. The little that were paid to some people were paid in percentages, 20%, 30%. If you are supposed to receive 3 million, 2 million, you check the 30 or 20% of it. So we don't know. Okay, the NLC chairman, he is talking now. Can he be able to call these workers out for protest or even a match? What did they do when the current 30,000 minimum wage was done? What did they do? They can't do anything now. They cannot. There is money. Okay, look at Niger State. How many people can Niger State accommodate? You train your children. You train the first one a graduate, second one a graduate, third one a graduate, fourth one graduate. They are all still dependent on that person that retired and was not given his gratuity. And the pension is being cut every month. So the NLC, they know what they are doing. If they call people for protest now, they call, they'll be invited by the governor. They'll be doing something, then they relax. Huh? So, we don't know again what to do in this country.
All right. Thanks for your thoughts. Skip the calls. Come in. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Adobe.
You're welcome, Adazi.
Thanks for picking my call.
Go ahead.
I've been trying for quite some time now. I'm calling you from Ila, the state. My name is Adazi. You see, when we talk about wages in our country, we have to give it a new name. It is a systematic pauperization of the citizenry just to keep them politically irrelevant. It's just as simple as that. There are no wages. What the government across board does is giving them pittance. So you see some entrepreneurs, independent men and women, toying the same route with the government. So everyone below the ladder is kept very, very poor. And this is an issue we have not bothered to address in this country. We just keep talking. Now we're all here when they said they were going to pay 30,000 naira minimum wage. And we know that this 30,000 naira cannot sustain a family of 9, which is about average in this country, because you have the man, his wife, and then 7 children. And probably his mother, his grandmother, his uncles, his cousins, his nephews. And we all kept quiet. We know how we are in this country. We know how we live. Extended family system. We kept quiet. Facilities are not there. The structures are not there. Hospitals, you pay. Transport, you pay. Everything, housing, you pay. And yet we accepted labor. I'm indicting labor. They accepted. Even when some states had already proposed about 65,000. I remember Shomole did that when he was in Benin. Labor just ignored it and started haggling and started talking in discordant tune, because government knew that is our labor for you. And by the end of the day, now we are complaining about 30,000. How much now do we want with COVID-19? Low economy income. What do we do? Low trade income. Low exportation of goods. Food rise. There is hiking food now. And everything you want to buy now is so cost. What do we do? People, what do we do? Can they buy in Asia? When we should speak the truth, we don't do that. It's after we begin to talk. God bless Nigeria. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Odazi, for your thoughts. We're going to go on a quick break. We'll get back after this break. Keep the calls coming. 0809-945-945 and 0809-999-945. Welcome back. 4 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. Keep the calls coming. 0809-399-945 and 0809-999-945. Auburn Parliament on a Tuesday morning. And of course, we're still discussing the issues of the new minimum wage. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Emeka.
You're welcome, Emeka. Go ahead.
Please, before I comment, I just want to tell you, Dr. Sazer, please, you are completely complaining at the end. You say, God bless Nigeria. No problem. What I'm trying to say in essence is this. Adauji, listen. To me, I don't think that we are suffering. I am telling you the truth. We are not suffering. We have a great shock absorber. Great one indeed. We are not suffering. Tell our God that we are not suffering. Tell all these people we are not suffering at all. I am not suffering. If any of these people are suffering, let me tell you, what stops Ebonyi State, Anambra State, Enugu State, Imo State, Abia State, what stops the workers to carry their gas, their stoves to the street for 1 month? Everything will change. Although I'm telling you the truth. Everything will change. If you bring yam, you bring it on the street, you cut it there, eat it there. For 1 month, everything will change. Speaking English on the radio cannot solve this problem. You don't know the people you are talking to. They are not the people that in Yangwood. These people, Iwanyangu, went there to congratulate the same governor. Are they not the same people that Ebano family went to the same governor? And the people are talking, they are gathering, they are marrying the people. Oh my God. Listen to me, Adoji. The truth here is this. If these people, as I used to tell them, we are not suffering. These people have not entered our marrow at all. We are rich men. We are strong. We are, in fact, we are living like kings. When the thing entered into our marrow, I would know. Then the people were forced to go to the road, carry their stove, go there. That's what happened in Nigeria. That's what happened in Tunisia. That is what happened in Canada. What happened in Mali. And things changed overnight. And somebody after speaking, he said, God bless Nigeria.
All right. I hope you know everyone are entitled to their own flow of thoughts, okay?
I'm not happy at all. I'm telling you the truth.
I understand. Okay, everyone have their own thoughts and their own opinions about things. Everyone has their own different ways of expressing their views, okay? So just go straight to the point with yours. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ebere. You're welcome.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless Nigeria. God will bless Nigeria. We are in Nigeria for now. You understand? We will continue to pray. Things will get better one day. People are not happy. Things are not working the way we want it to work. But we'll not kill ourselves. I can't kill myself. We can't kill ourselves. We'll continue to pray. Hope. The main thing is that you hope. That hope is very vital. You have hope that one day it will be fine. And one day it will be fine. Forget all these leaders. You see, look at the thing is that we are doing ourselves. Labor is doing themselves. You understand? Somebody will agitate to be the NLC president. He will agitate. He will convince people. He will get there. One day, when the interest, to protect the interest of the labor, you will go at the back and collect money. Like I was watching AIC. One guy was analyzing. That don't be surprised that this fuel increment and this electricity tariff increment, before the government did it, they even consulted their leaders at the end. Based on assumption, they might even collect something. You know, say government increase it. When you increase it, we'll come and agitate. At the end of the day, we'll do gara-gara small. The thing will die down. You understand? That's what we are doing to ourselves. You understand? I understand the point of the last caller. But
we can't kill ourselves. We'll continue to agitate. We'll continue to, you know, it's coming up. You know, look at this thing that people are anticipating for people to go out on the street. It's coming up. It's coming. Is it not an elder? Is it Borunu elders now speaking that people, how many times they are not doing anything that they should be removed, that people are dying? They are not speaking up because the thing have hooked them on the neck. You understand? Look at Ari Wako's interview. That if you talk about Buhari before, they will be defending. Doing that also, they are talking now because it can hook them on the neck. You understand? One day it will hook them on the neck. Even those people, you remember that if you are in government today, tomorrow you will be out. Highest 8 years, you will retire. You understand? You will suffer what people are suffering. But this, my anger is that they have programmed themselves. You see, immediately a governor retire. His gratuity, everything will be paid to him.
All right, what's your time?
What they are paying to a governor that stepped down, you know, that retired, you know the how much they are paying them. Millions. They are paying them. You understand? But people that work, that suffer, that did the men work, they will be pleading to pay their gratuity and pension. They will die in sons. God will help us.
All right. Thank you so much, Chebere, for your thoughts. Let's connect directly to the NLC chairman in Ebonyi State. Let's also get what he has to say in regards to your reactions. Hello, comrade.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Those who are reacting the way they are reacting, you cannot blame them because of the type of condition they find themselves in. But I think the truth about this is this, and I just want to pass this information. I remember in February 28, 2017, my governor called me and told me, I am going to buy the people following you over against you. I told him, if you can do that, fine, but for me, I can't do otherwise. And he ended up calling them one by one on phone. And all of them yielded to his buying. But if those people yield to the governor's buying, how do you now come out on the street to carry black card and demonstrate? Will you demonstrate alone? Labor leadership is all about teamwork. If the people are not ready to go with you, you can't go alone.
But it seems, from the complaints of people, it seems the body language of the labor leaders are not encouraging at the moment.
That is it. That is it. Because so many of them yielded to what government is saying. And because of that, some of us were alone with a few persons. Like the anger you are talking about is my secretary, the secretary of NLC, but presently. But so many other persons yielded to the pranks of government, and the rights of workers were taken away. And we must come out together for us to succeed in any agitation. For example, in River State, the law workers were together for them to be heard. And in so many other states, that's in Ebonyi. The people who are even suffering, I mean, those who are entitled to this salary we are talking about, are the first to go and collect peanuts and give away their rights. So how do you handle such situations? Thank you.
All right, let's get in more calls. 0809-399-945 and 0809-999-945-945. Good morning.
For God's sake, Adobe, let me talk about labor. Yeah, I'm still very self-absent. I met a big labor leader when I was, contending for the 13 years I have. I had to ask him, what has happened to labor? Why is it not like when Osemole was there? He told me that Osemole was from the private sector, textile, that the current leaders of NLC are from the public sector. And that is why they are always being compromised. So let us follow the example of Bill Gates as to how to solve problems.
All right.
Bill Gates said, when you have problems, first of all, ask yourself, when somebody had it before, what did he do to, how did he solve it? So how do we look for in the private sector to take over labor? As long as public sector is in labor, I think we will continue to have this problem. Right?
All right, so keep the calls coming, 9994 5945 and 0809 399 945. In a bit, we'll get to connect with Aga as well. Good morning.
Yeah, this is the only decent man.
You're welcome, decent. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't let it tell the truth. I told one of the speaker, the fellow that says that until we carry our son, our mask, our that everything is free. This government will not be serious. I could remember last year when I was talking about this $50,000 million. Some people in their workforce and they will increase the throw. If I remember what I was talking about, I would say, and some people, this is going to be a problem. But immediately they say the taxes, they are going to increase some things to eat, balance the way the things eat for them. And nobody's talking. Nigeria is a country where you expect people to scream and shout. Everyone will go to sleep. Or when you expect them to sleep, they will not start shouting. Are you telling me that peace is going in this country? Nobody is talking. 2012, 1st January, Jonathan removed subsidy. 2nd of January, never go to private. That is giving the government a warning, a 14 days warning notice. What I'm seeing in Nigeria today, tribalism, ethnic, and the religious are taking place. If your brother is there, whatever your brother do, you clap for him. And I blame workers in the other way around. So now they will go and stand under the sun, basically for paying their salary, for giving you peanuts, for the thing you are doing for them. When I have my job, I have the sales there who sell for me. I pay her very well, and I recommend her because without her coming in time to open the shop will be closed. I wait till people come and then don't see the shop open. I will lose the customer. If all this local government, all this office is shut down, then we will patronize government. And government is not taking care of them. There's something that happened in Amba and here about last 4 years or 5 years ago. The quota they give the local government workers, one local government chairman come on board and ask them to pack a store and he will reverse the place for them, place to look so beautiful. After they do it, they sell the place for 5 million, 6 million. Tell me someone that received that data and pay a rate of 50,000 naira a month. How much the person is making? There's something I check. First, our leader is the teacher's children. Because before, if you're a teacher, you train your children when they grow up, they will be a leader. But now, some teachers, they're not even able to train their children in good schools. Some of them don't even pay university school fees for their children. And I ask, where are we going from here? This is disrespectful from our one. I've seen it palliating because the condition is getting worse.
All right.
Nothing is moving. Everyone is staying at home for now. I don't have anything doing.
All right. Hello. Good morning. 0809 399 945 and 0809 399 945. Keep the calls coming. It's just 60 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
You're
welcome. Go ahead quickly.
The question I want to ask: ask this governor. Is any of their children working in their state as a state government? Can you see what I'm talking about? Not even one is working as a state worker. Why? You know why? Will you have a company and none of your children are working in your company? Are you not a wicked man? Listen, then, if you have a company, you see many of them that have companies, these networks that have private companies, they will make their children the CEO. That company, one of the either their son or their daughter. But as the governor, did any of their children working there, working in the state government, working as a state care worker? None of them, because they know what they are doing. And that's why I want to tell you, I said this earlier to some people, I say, do you know why what happened in Edo happened? Because these people, the Americans, the United States of America ambassador, have touched them where their home is. Their home is not in Nigeria. Their home is in America. If you touch any of these homes where they are in abroad, that is when they were retained. Assuming, let Ghana say this now, or Tunisia, think that they're banning them. They will even call them names. But because they have affected them in their home,
all right,
this place is their business place. When they finish here, they go back to their home, America. So we should understand this. We that our home is here. rise up, bring your stove, bring your gas. Go to resort. I'm not happy.
All right, thank you so much for your thoughts. Keep the calls coming. We still have time for a few more. 08093-999-45 and 080-999-45-945. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Ada.
You're welcome. What's your name and location?
Bernard from Chelsea.
You're welcome, Mr. Bennett. Go ahead.
Yes. Ada, the issue is I've listened to the topic on the floor about minimum wage payment. My only concern is that some of our governors or some government they have inflation. The same thing to the labor leader. I don't see why you should accept to lead workers. Would you lead hungry workers? It's unfortunate. If you know you cannot do it, please don't contest. You can't be watching workers, those who retired, they didn't pay them their gratuity. Pension is another problem. Then those working, you say minimum wage, what will 30,000 do? It cannot. Then for the fact that you have been approved, please endeavor to pay it. If you can pay numerous aid, special assistance on this, special this to this, you after settling, you are those who help you to win election. It's unfair. Then leaving the workers, who are actually the people that are really spending all their life making sure that the state, to move the state economically and socially. So I don't like, if you say you are a labor leader and you know you cannot fight, my only assimilate somebody that is good at during his time. He worked as swapping. The only that he dabbled into politics, Nigerian politics. That he doesn't fit him. That cap doesn't fit him. So if you know you are the labor leader, please do your job. If you know you can't do it, please quit. Okay. Don't be dancing to the tune of governors.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Bennett. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location? You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. I see this politician, all these our Southeast governors and the local government chairman. Their interest is just their own personal interest. If you see what they are doing to the workers, you know that they don't have any good thing about them. We are in the market. We know how inflation of all these increments in this nation has turned all goods that in the market. Some of them have increased over 50%. Some of them have 20%. So if you work, if you take it with the new minimum wage they are giving, this is below $80. This is below $80 new increment of Nigerian civil service at ₦30,000 per month. You see that it cannot go anywhere to any family. They can't go anywhere with any family. Just even for a single person who have not given money, ₦30,000 cannot cope with life condition of my sister. This our governor. This all the local government chairman. Please let them turn. And so, God have put them in that place for them to think for the matter, not for their own selfish interest. And when they start thinking like this, the blessing of God will continue to stop for all, for we all. Thank you, my sister. May God continue blessing you for your work here.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can get in possibly one last call before we connect with Agat this morning to also get his reactions on the thoughts of the callers. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yes, 99 Tankara Babetu.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
So what I want to say, issue of this minimum wage up to now, we're not supposed to be talking about minimum wage up to now. Simple, because we don't have a government. Our leaders don't have a conscience to us. We voted them to power to come and rule us. Look at the conditions they put in Nigeria today. Everything high rocketing in the market. No industry. No, nothing. Zero. We started this journey since 1999 up to date. We never see any positive results on this. What can we should lead democracy? Because we're full of people. I discern this town with a number on radio. Is it the way other countries play their own politics? People voted for power to represent them. End of day, they told me your enemy. When we are talking, we are always talking on air. Whether they are not hearing our crying. Look at fuel. Look at the electricity. Tell us where to go. I'm asking whether we are to run out from this very nation, go to another country. People who are doing this is our brothers and sisters. Everybody can never be there on that forum. One person or two people will present a state without that a governor. Know your people's problem. Have a conscience. See the people who voted to power to be there. What am I doing to them? But every day we are still talking. Now, all the party crippled. Look at the Kanago. Crippled. The other one which I can never mention on this very media. Because I'm calling them. Let them make a change on this very country. Don't assume the labor leader. He did well. And I don't know whether if you call him back to be a leader, whether he will still perform well.
All right.
I think the time is this going by. Things are going by. I'm praying to them. Let them know our problem.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, thank you so much for your thoughts. 10:25. Let's quickly connect back with Aga. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Nadogi.
You're welcome back, Aga.
I'm sure you've listened
to most of the statements of the callers. I would love you to react to most of their thoughts.
Yes, I have listened. Odazie from Ilag captured the thing recently when she said that it is a systematic pauperization. If you take it from that level, you will now know why those who are working under the state government are being treated the way they are treated, including the corruption that the man who called after Odazi had spoken about. It is that systematic pauperization that has made the people not to come out to the streets, not to bring their stove and their gas cookers. It is more like the case of Fela when he says, suffering and smiling. And no one die. My papa dey for house. My mama dey for house. The questions we should be asking ourselves is, those who are worst hit, why is it that they are the ones who are always sitting on the fence? Remember, in Ebonyi State, what brought the problem between the governor and the serving NASC chairman, Ikechukwu Nwafor, is when the governor had gone to do a pension law that was different from the pension of Federal Republic of Nigeria. And his attention was quickly called to that, look, the law says you cannot go below what the National Assembly had done. And another labor man told him that as the governor, you can do anything. That is the beginning of the problem. And the governor now says, I no longer recognize Ikechukwu Nwafor. How can the governor become the owner of an NLC that he will now point who is going to be his NLC chairman? So the state workers are the people who are suffering, and those of us who are working with federal establishment will go to help them. And they will all run in to say they don't need this help, they don't need this help. But they are the ones who are coming out to cry. On a general note, let me thank them all for their responses, because none has ever praised the governors. None has ever said that, yes, they are doing well. It is a clarion call for them to know that they are not doing well. Let them get back to the roots. Let them get back to the basics and see the things that are necessary for them to do for the workers. It is not a difficult thing, and we are not asking for too much. 30,000 naira, if you look at it, place it in the market today. It will not come back home with you. Take 30,000 naira to the market for the monthly food items. You will not come back with a cover. You can try it. That's the truth.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Aga, for your time. All right, that's all we have on the parliament. Apparently, the Enugu State government, through the NLC chairman, Virginia Swoboda, said the minimum wage implementation in the state, Enugu State, has started, but inflation has affected it. So let's just keep our fingers crossed and see if definitely there will be a change when it comes to the implementation of this minimum wage. The NLC and the TEC are going to be having a protest as if it's that, if that's going to make any difference or any change at all in ensuring that the minimum wage of 30,000 naira is actually implemented. All right, so that's all for the parliament this morning. We're already out of time. I'm trying to reach the NLC chairman in Ebonyi State to give us his final words before we wrap up on the show this morning. Apparently, thank you so much for the calls on the parliament this morning. It's been such an interesting conversation. Remember, the parliament is back tomorrow at exactly 9 o'clock. My name is Adobe Ilozwe. A big thank you to the comrade Ike Nwafor, the NLC chairman of Ebonyi State, and of course, Aga from Ebonyi State as well. Stay with us. The rest of the Urban Radio programming continues. Good morning.